651 now. 312-981-7200 on Twitter at Cochran Show. I'm sure I'll be tweeting it up hard all weekend. Next week, 100 days of Trump. So far, we survived. We'll take a look next week, every day on the show next week, at a facet of the first 100 days.
Just put a little asterisk by survived. To be continued.
I shouldn't get ahead of myself. We still have a week. At 651, very happy to have in studio Winnie Park, CEO of Paper Source, which I just think is a great, great story of a company that has exploded. In how many years, Winnie? When did you start?
The company's 34 years old.
But you have been running this for how long now?
I've been running this since August of 2015, not that long.
Yeah, and it seems like in that last year, well, year and a half, I guess now, you're everywhere.
I think we've done a pretty good job.
Yeah.
I think it's an amazing brand. It's founded here in Chicago by an amazing woman named Sue Lindstrom.
Right.
And our first store was on Chicago Avenue, and we're lucky enough to have 126 stores when you count our online stores. So it's been wonderful. Great journey.
So in a tough retail environment, how do you know you can expand so quickly, and how do you have the confidence to do it?
Well, you know what? I think we've been really lucky because I think we deliver something beyond just product, and that's right. Customer experience. And we're pretty careful about where we, get a new store going. We really look at the neighborhoods and look at, would the people in this neighborhood respond to Paper Source? And once we're in, it really is about our great sales associates sure. engaging with customers and giving them something a little bit more, a little wow.
My daughter loves you guys, and she turned me on to your store. And, we get the catalog.
Great.
And order from the catalog as well. You know, remember catalogs?
Catalogs
that come to your house, and then they would order from the catalogs?
You know, you say that tongue-in-cheek, though. We were just talking off the air, too. I've been to the store on Southport since, for years, but... there's something to be said about writing a thank you note.
Yeah.
Or sending a card on someone's birthday.
It stands out.
Not an e-card. Right.
You've got it. I think that some of that old school sentiment that goes with handwriting, a little note or a card, doing something special, that is really what gives our customers a high, because then the recipient's like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. And it kind of creates this nice virtuous cycle. And that's really at the heart of Paper
Source.
Well,
in a world of email and digital and everything else, you get a card in the mail. Open it up,
that?
And it's like,
yeah.
What is this?
Yeah, or
it's so true.
Or a thank you note. Seriously, even if you just go to some friend's house for dinner or something, taking stationery.
Taking a second.
A piece of paper from Paper Source and writing, thank you so much for dinner. I had a great time. Let's do it again soon.
Well, the other thing I think is really smart is because, as you know, our children no longer write.
they print.
Yeah, and the printing ain't great.
They don't know how to write.
But the lettering and the kits... and the arts and craft side, the stamps that you're able to do. So you could be like Sandberg. We love Sandberg on the show. We're frightened of her, of course.
Yeah.
But Sandberg struggles with handwriting, and which is probably good, because can you imagine if you could read the emotions that she would write down in notes?
No.
Wouldn't be good.
I think most of us struggle a little bit with handwriting.
Not so much. I'm beautiful.
Uh-huh.
but you have that covered as well, is my point.
We do. The brand really started with artisanal papers, and we moved into paper crafting. So you can still find bookbinding, hand lettering classes, but we also actually design and make kits here in Chicago. So we make it easy for you to do something fun and, again, with paper, something really simple with your kids, with your girlfriends.
And wedding invitations, too, are still so huge. And there's, the excitement of getting your wedding invitations out and the thank you cards.
You're so right. And that is a really important business for us. We like to kind of go along with the bride's journey and help her out. It's a big moment in life. And we design our wedding invitations, but we also offer kind of the best stuff from other brands like Crane's. But it's a big deal. You're so right. And again, I think Paper Source, you take those moments in life and we would like to celebrate them. We're really a happy place.
That's that experience piece you were talking about.
You got it.
Now you got a mom box and a dad box here.
I do.
All right, go through your mom box. Where do you go?
I do. Well, you know what? We love our moms, and Mother's Day is one of those big holidays that Paper Source celebrates in style. A lot of what we do is around wit and being witty and a little irreverent. So we've got a great wine glass in there that's called Mom Fuel.
This is great.
And who doesn't need that as a mom?
Oh, that's where your mommy juice goes.
That's exactly right.
Oh, there you go.
And how about this? This is it's a little hand towel, a little tea towel.
That's where you could take in and dab each corner of your mouth from your mommy juice.
Do I have to mom today?
Oh, you got it.
You got it. We got a little notepad in there that says mom boss, because every mom is a boss of her household. And then, you know, a selection of cards in there. And, you know, a big part of what we do with our cards is convey sentiment. We work with lots of little makers. And there's a lot of humor in there as well.
This is great.
So that's kind of Paper Source at its best.
Now, explain to me what a whiskey wedge is.
A whiskey wedge is such a fun
whiskey.
Product.
I actually have one of those.
Ah,
what a shock.
Go, Dave.
What a shock.
It was a gift, Steve. It was a gift that might have been from you, if I'm not mistaken.
All right, so what do we do with the whiskey wedge?
So what you do is you put water on one side and you can freeze it so that when you pour the whiskey in on the other side, you can get a nice cold whiskey without the ice melting into the whiskey. It's really amazing. And then you get that like half-half effect. And it's really cool looking.
So you chill the whiskey.
Yes, you got it. And you got the wedge of ice on the side.
And you pour it out. Oh, then you got it, yeah.
Yeah,
so really,
it's pretty cool.
So honestly, Dave, it's a faster drunk for you.
Right, so the water doesn't melt into the alcohol.
Yes. And I also have electronic football, and Dave and I will be playing this in the show later.
Good. I have given that game to people who, again, like to kick it a little old style, but it's a good old-fashioned video game, and it sits in your hand. You can pick it up at work, at home when you're watching TV. So, again, really popular Dad's Day gift.
We tried to. Dave and I invested a lot of money in electronic handheld vibrating football, and we had to balance the guys on the set and, you know, shake it. It wasn't good.
Plus, you had to go everywhere together.
Yeah, we lost it all over the place.
You want to go first, Steve?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. But these dad's boxes and mom's boxes, a nice little custom way to take care of both, right?
You got it. You got it. And we're ready to help you assemble those boxes and get just the right gift. And again, a lot of it is about a little bit of humor, a lot of warmth. And you'll see a selection of cards in there for Dad. And we designed a lot of those here in Chicago, print them here in Chicago. So it's pretty amazing.
These are great. Can I just read the one mom one? It says, "To Mom, where are you? Can you help me? When are we there? I'm hungry. Why can't we? I'm cold. Right. How do I? I don't feel good." And then it says, "To Dad, where's Mom?"
Yeah, there you go. do you have writers in company? Or?
We do. Okay. We do. Actually, our design team and our merchandising team, a lot of time is spent just literally looking at art and coming up with, you know, funny cards and fun cards.
It's a cool idea.
Yeah.
There's
a
lot of funny people in Chicago that can help.
I think I know a couple.
Yeah, Andre.
Thank you,
sir. So, well, it's great to meet you. I just wanted to make sure that we recognize what you guys are doing, because it's not like you need us for success. You're already a massive success. But I worry about retail, and I worry about people getting out of the house and shopping and doing the right thing and supporting it. And I just think you guys are a great example of doing it right.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Yeah, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
And say, is it Annabelle?
It's Annabelle.
Yeah, say hi to Annabelle and tell her to stop worrying you.
Thank you, Steve.
Yes, let's pay attention to your mom. No boys all weekend. 6:59, we're back with the news next on 720 WGN.